Talk to me no matter what you feel. Hi, my name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. It is the last week of September 2023, and then it's October, which is Halloween month. Woohoo! Ghouls and goblins and ghosts and stuff like that there. They all have to start with G, though. I guess that makes them galloping ghosts. And anyway, can't think of anything else that starts with G that would be a Halloween thing, right? Ghoul, ghost, goblin, pretty much it for me. Anyway, as always, my podcast is sponsored by my two favorite sponsors. The first is Danny and the Corporate Ladder, a novel available currently in bookstores, also available in ebook stores, and soon, very soon, to be available as an audiobook. I am really looking forward to that. I cannot tell you how cool that is for me. The other sponsor is Creative Technology and Innovation, a company designed to help organizations make better decisions. Creative Technology and Innovation. Anyway, as we get ready for October and head into the final months of 2023, right? There's only going to be 3 months left. By this time next week, we'll be in October. October's always an interesting month because that's always the month when things kind of slow down for a moment and then speed up towards the end of the month as you head into the crush of holidays, right? After Thanksgiving, you start getting ready for, or after Halloween, you start getting ready for Thanksgiving, and then after Thanksgiving, you start getting ready for Christmas, and then, you know, it's a new year. So, as always, looking forward to the end of the year and seeing where things will go. A couple of things of interest and note. I've made progress on my basement project, which I know not a lot of people probably even care, but I do. It's moving along slowly but surely. I did actually find an original Xbox, as well as a couple of collector's Xbox 360s that we had gotten years ago. So what I'm going to do is figure out what to do with those. I did manage to sell some stuff over the weekend on OfferUp, have a bunch of stuff on OfferUp. You know, it's just kind of one of those things where you put stuff up and you hope you get rid of it. It's kind of the process, right? You never know if something's going to sell. One of the things I put up the a component I had from my old stereo, and it sold in a matter of 4 or 5 hours. And other stuff I have up that, you know, it's been there for a month, and you know what? It'll sell when it sells. I'm not worried about it. I'm not going to take a huge cut in the value of it just to get rid of it. But at some point, I probably will get a little closer to, you know, as they say, getting rid of it. It is what it is. The other thing is we are actually making a lot of progress on the overall house as well. But the other thing I wanted to talk about was the reality of intellectual property. I worry in this modern ilk and world, the Screenwriters Guild is close. They have a tentative deal. If the deal goes through, you know, obviously the strike will be over and you know, TV shows, et cetera, will resume. We'll end up probably having new shows in the November, December time period, which is, you know, it's a good thing. I there are a number of shows that I really love. I just enjoy watching them. So I'm glad that they will be returning. But the other side of it is I do agree with the Screenwriters Guild, and I do agree with the Screen Actors Guild, although I think actors are overpaid. I think that this concept that we have, this process that we have, that is machine intelligence, worries me. And it worries me not because there's a structural negativity to machine intelligence. It's that there's a problem. Who owns your voice? Who owns your face? Who owns your likeness? Who owns your mannerisms? Because AI can copy all those. AI can actually recreate those. And most importantly, AI doesn't need you to do it, right? AI simply has to listen to you for, you know, I don't know, a couple hundred thousand words or, you know, whatever amount of time. It's probably less than a couple hundred thousand words. It's probably less than 1,000 words. You know, listen to you for 15 minutes and then it can recreate you. Well, that worries me from that perspective. Again, I personally believe actors are significantly overpaid. There's nobody on earth is worth $20 million for being able to cry, or $20 million because they're very pretty, or $20 million because they're ruggedly handsome. That nobody's worth that. I could argue, and I don't often think about it this way, but I can argue that athletes should be paid more because they definitely have to hone a skill. I think most athletes are also overpaid. But I think team owners and studios and things like that are massively overpaid as well. So I guess it's a relatively interesting problem, right? Because you have a market and that market has traditionally generated a lot of income, and that income, you know, doesn't necessarily flow to everybody in the process. So I don't know. It is what it is. I support the Screenwriters Guild and their strike. And so while I certainly missed the TV shows that I enjoy and love and the TV shows that I find to be incredibly cool, I am not going to put myself in a position where I will support the studios over the writers, because I don't believe in that. I personally am a writer, and I support the Screenwriters Guild in their attempt to control the reality of machine intelligence. Anyway, last thing, I guess, today is next weekend in our neighborhood is Fall Festival. We've been lucky enough over the last few weeks, we've been having a food truck food truck visit every Tuesday. So basically there's a parking lot in the Homeowners Association area, and that Homeowners Association area, and that it's fairly large. That area has, you know, two separate parking lots, one on the far side of the Homeowners Association and one on the near side. And the one on the near side's actually been having food trucks park every Tuesday. And so that's been really fun. We've actually tried the barbecue place. We've tried the Jamaican place. We've tried the grilled cheese place. We tried the pizza place. And we tried the Greek place, which is, you know, kind of fun to get to go out on a Tuesday night and try food trucks. I'm a huge fan of food trucks, and I've actually published quite a few Yelp reviews lately from the food truck experience, as well as the other stuff I'm enjoying around the new area where we are. My name is Scott Anderson. Thank you so much for listening to my rambling podcast.